Happy Monday. It's holiday week, which means it's Iron Bowl week. Here on Three Man Front, Pat Smith, Landrum Roberts, John Xavier, Conrad Van Order with you for the next couple hours. We will keep you company. We'll tell you the very latest on what's going on with Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss Rebels and the Auburn Tigers. So much to unwrap from the weekend. Yes, there was football. Alabama won. Auburn won. So that sets up an Iron Bowl that has some Auburn fans a little bit excited. Just the fact that Carnell Williams has turned the corner in regards to his football team playing well at this time of the year. They have an outside shot of making a bowl game with a victory or becoming bowl eligible. Of course, the APR scores might allow them to go play in a bowl game if they want to. Meanwhile, Alabama, they get the victory against Austin Peay. So they await Auburn coming into Bryant-Denny this weekend. But we start things out with what everybody wants to know. What is the situation with the Auburn head coaching search?
I thought you were going to ask me how I do my turkey brine.
No, I'll worry about that after the show since I have the turkey in my vehicle.
Yeah, is it getting nice and hot for me?
That we have to transfer when the show is over with.
Yes, so we do.
It's been in my hands for the last few weeks, so I hope you'll take care of her over the next couple of days.
You know, it would be thawed if you did not get a turkey the size of an ostrich.
Well, you know, it's big family. Got to do what I got to do.
I know.
Right. So on to the coaching search. What is the very latest? So all weekend long, there was the anticipation that you might hear something from Lane Kiffin, maybe in regards to that potential contract that Ole Miss put in front of him, or at least communicated that to Jimmy Sexton late last week. There was no communication. He was focused in on the Arkansas game in which Ole Miss lost. So it was a situation that from the Auburn end, I've heard nothing that would sway me from what we talked about on Friday, which we still believe that he is the number one candidate for this job. And most Auburn people that I talk to, Landrum, it's a very quick conversation. They feel like they've got their man and it's just a matter of time before it becomes official.
Yeah, I had texted him when I was on the sideline for UAB and LSU and Baton Rouge on Saturday night. And it was like, wait, did I miss something? Did I miss something on the ESPN crawl or on my alert that comes to my phone with my notifications that, you know, something else has happened? Because I was getting, is Lane going to be announced? Is it November 28th? Is he going to be announced after the game? Because, of course, they play the Egg Bowl on Thursday. They're in Oxford versus Mississippi State, Auburn and Alabama, 2:30. So do we get it that night? Do we get it on Sunday? How many days does it take? But you're right. The consistent has been from Auburn insiders and sources, and you can go back through just being in this business, coaching searches, whether it be Alabama or Auburn. I can go back just being a listener and a fan of Jocks 94.5 and how it typically goes. And usually by this time, you will get some kind of inclination, whether it's from an insider, whoever, a source, that yes, while Lane Kiffin was the original target, they've kind of moved on in their search. Maybe they got some feedback that, you know, it wasn't a real warm reception as far as from his camp, as far as the possibilities of landing him. But I have heard nothing along those lines whatsoever. So, yeah, Pat, I would say that Lane Kiffin, according to everyone who seems to be in the know, is still the number one target. Does that mean that we can't get a curveball from John Cohen? It certainly does not. But at this point, I don't think anything has changed, and it's status quo with Auburn and Lane Kiffin.
So the question is, what has Lane Kiffin had to say about this? His team loses 42-27 in Fayetteville. They were a favorite in the game. They honestly just got blown out by halftime, scored a bunch of points. Matter of fact, Arkansas 35 in the first half against Ole Miss. So after the game, the media had an opportunity to talk to Lane Kiffin.
With the reports out there that you're Auburn's number one target, I know it's a lot of noise, but what does the future hold for you? What does the future hold for Ole Miss?
Yeah, fair question. Like I said, I love being here. I don't want to look to next year already with a game, regular season game, but this is not one of those years where you say, oh, we're going to lose all these guys. There's a lot of people coming back, a lot of new guys offensively especially. So very excited about the future. So I don't know all that stuff out there, number one and stuff. Maybe they watch the first half, it wouldn't be number one anymore. Martin William out there.
Yeah. Two ways that you could take it. There always is, right? You could take it as Lane Kiffin. I thought it was interesting, though. Let me say this first, Pat. I thought it was very interesting that Lane, kind of the transparency of we have seen coaches, and maybe this is a good time because you look at the rebuild that they're going to have to do with their roster and everything else, and he goes out of his way to say it's not like we don't have people coming back. So is
but is he saying that for the future next coach at Ole Miss?
That's where I'm going.
I'm not leaving the cupboard bare.
I'm not leaving the cupboard bare. It's not like I'm running from trying to rebuild this roster. Is he saying that? Or is he saying that I'm excited about being here? I'm excited about the future. The way that he has played this throughout everything, he hasn't said, I want to be an Ole Miss Rebel until I die, pine box. He has not done anything. He has not done the Dan Lanning, you know, my kids have lived in however many places in so many years, and my son's only 11. Maybe his son is 11, by the way. I don't know. But he has not gone that far. So if he does end up taking the Auburn job, there is a way where, and not that it matters, I mean, because all coaches lie, but we've learned that, if anything, on this show. But I think that he could easily, he wouldn't catch as much criticism. But I mean, the Ole Miss people are going to criticize him, and they will hate him if he does intend to leave or if he does leave.
Well, Ole Miss did, in my opinion, a very smart strategic move last week by throwing it out there to the media that they were going to offer, or they are currently offering him, $9+ million to stay there as the head coach at Ole Miss. I mean, the reality is that if you are committing $9 million to a coach, which you're going to be ranked as one of the top 10 in the business, you know, what took place the other night in Fayetteville cannot happen.
No.
And so I'm not saying that there's buyers beware with Lane Kiffin, but in back-to-back weeks, his football team have laid eggs. And you have to ask the question, why? You know, was this a situation that there was all this noise last week because of a potential contract extension or the fact that Auburn is going to come calling and that he potentially is going to take that job? But this is now 3 years in a row that Kiffin's name has popped up at the end of a season. And, of course, Ole Miss, they've kind of withstood that storm when it comes to those rumors. But when you throw out the numbers that Ole Miss was throwing out last week to try to keep him as their head coach, I think at some juncture in the next 24 hours, if I was Keith Carter, I would try to get some indication from Jimmy Sexton exactly where we are. And I would not let Jimmy Sexton tell me, well, let's just wait till we get to the end of the season and then we'll have this discussion. Because I can promise you this, that Auburn is having those discussions with Jimmy Sexton now, so don't play both sides of it and try to say that my client does not want to talk about this until season's end. If I was Ole Miss, I would put the pressure on him and Jimmy Sexton.
I would too.
And I would say, okay, here's the deal. If we don't have an indication that your client is willing to take this 24 hours before the Egg Bowl, guess what? Coach Nix, you're coaching the game. Coach Nix, who, of course, played at Southern Mississippi. He's been on staff at Ole Miss for about 12 years. He is the associate head football coach of that team.
That's Derek, right?
That's Derek Nix.
Not Tyrone, his brother.
No, it's Derek. So you know what? I would say, you give us an answer. If not, then you know what? I think we're done here.
Well, but I think the way that it's been portrayed to me, and I agree with you, Pat, I would do the same thing, but the way that it's come off to me is Ole Miss, they're doing everything they can to try to keep him there. And I wonder if they wonder, you know, would that turn him off? Would that upset him?
But it's you're offering him a $2 million raise. I mean, I think that if you're not willing to take $2 million bucks to stay at a place that has given you everything you've asked for, then go to Auburn. See ya. Be done with him.
By the way, can I point this out once again, that Troy, in my opinion, is the best team that they have beaten this season. And if you want to go back to 2021 – I will take you back there. They played 5 ranked opponents.
Landry, it might be Vanderbilt.
Well, this is true. No disrespect to Troy.
I have to amend that.
Yeah, you're right. It might be Vandy.
No, you're right. It is Troy.
But I go back to last year. They played 5 ranked opponents, Pat. You know what their record was against those ranked opponents? They were 2-3. 2-3. One of those ranked opponents, by the way, at the time, was the Auburn Tigers, which they lost at Jordan-Hare. The other win that they had, or the wins that they had, was you beat Arkansas at home 52-51. The Hogs were ranked number 13 at the time. And you beat Texas A&M, who was number 11 at the time, 29-19. You lost at Auburn 31-20. You lost and got stomped by Alabama 42-21. And you lost to number 7 Baylor in the bowl game 21-7. I'm saying all of this to set it up. There's no guarantee that whether he stays at Ole Miss or he goes to Auburn, that Lane Kiffin is going to be a success. He's going to get Auburn back to the SEC championship game. much less get him into a college football playoff. We have not seen him do that at any stop that he's been. But for sure, it's going to be a splash hire, and it's all about selling tickets. It's all about infusing money into the program. And if you're an Auburn fan, you need to look at it as a five-year deal. Because Lane Kiffin, it's not like he's going to buy a whole bunch of land in Lee County, and he's going to buy, you know, multiple lake houses at Lake Martin. Maybe he will. I don't know. He'll have enough money, apparently, because of the contract details that are being discussed. But for everybody who's like, well, he's going to be around 10 years, I don't know of any coach that I would predict right now to be at any program for 10 years.
Well, history will tell you, especially at Auburn, just that does not happen.
Yeah. And look, yes, a lot of coaches get fired. And the last coach not to get fired at Auburn was Pat Dye, right? When he resigned.
Well, you know.
Well, I mean, it's...
technicalities.
The last coach to get fired was Shug Jordan.
Yeah. I mean, technicalities, because NCAA was about to hammer Auburn. And,
yeah.
You know, it was his own volition.
I like how you said that.
Volition.
I love how you said that, Pat.
But if I'm Ole Miss, I mean, seriously, I mean, tell Jimmy Sexton, hey, look, man, we're giving your client a $2 million plus raise. We've raised all this money in the NIL because this is what Lane has told us is the most important. So we would like to have an announcement prior to the Egg Bowl. And if they, you know, he's going to give this cockamamie story about how, you know, my client does not want to talk about this during the regular season. We want to wait to the Egg Bowl and then we can all sit down and we can figure this out. Because we all know that Auburn has had communication with Jimmy Sexton. We're not dumb here. So there's already been this conversation. So you mean it's okay for your client or you to have a conversation with Auburn, but it's not okay for you to have a conversation with your current employer about you sticking around for a few
you.
More years?
I agree with you. I'm not fighting you on this. I'm just saying from the way it's been represented to me through just based on Ole Miss fans and, you know, want to keep you and the offer that they made, I don't see it happening. Do you? Do you think it'll happen?
Let him stay?
No, calling him and saying, hey, we want an answer right now. Give us something.
Well, I'm telling you what. I mean, Keith Carter and a bunch of those.
Restless?
Wouldn't you?
I would. I definitely would.
I mean, when you've got the director of the Grove Collective going on statewide radio shows and is quoting things that Lane Kiffin has told him, what they needed, what they wanted, what they've been able to deliver, all these corporate sponsors, all these things that Lane Kiffin has done on Twitter, that he's retweeted, he's liked, he's done all this stuff. Yeah. Well, then why do all that? Like, if you're going to go silent, go silent. But he can't help himself.
No, the tweeting thing, I agree with you in putting that out there.
Because all you're doing is you're teasing that fan base.
You are.
Because they're taking everything you're doing on social media and they're taking it for just absolute spray painting it on the wall that it's a fact. And we both know how Lane Kiffin is.
Right.
But they're taking every little... I mean, they're taking tweets from his son. People are posting conversations they've had with Knox and what that conversations mean and about him wanting to stay in Oxford. You know, I think Knox is, you know, when Dad says, hey, I'm making $12 million over in Alabama, I think Knox will be like, hey, I can Zoom you guys. We'll still be friends.
Knox, have you seen the girls your age there at Auburn in the Auburn school system? You're gonna do fine there, buddy. You're gonna do fine.
So you're going there.
Come on, Juice. You know how much hunting land they got there? Oh, they got schools they can train you to do anything. You can smell a firearm from, you know, 1,000 yards away.
I mean,
away.
John, at least Landrum was honest. You know? I mean
when you're on brand.
Yeah.
Come on, you know that conversation's going on with dad and son when he goes to sell it, if he goes to sell it.
Oh, so you're saying that there's not attractive people in Oxford, Mississippi?
No, there's very attractive people. Well, I know at the university there is, and there's a great ratio if you're going to go and be a guy to go to school there. I think it's 3-1. I told you about the time that I went over there, and I saw this very, very attractive girl that was walking on campus with, let's be honest, somebody, and I think we all would admit we outkicked our coverage, but somebody who way outkicked his coverage. And I asked the guy who was actually part of the building process of the pavilion, I said, what is up with that? And he said, oh, it's crazy. He said, that must have been the last girl that didn't find a date over here. And she just had to settle for that guy. But he's like, you know, that guy's probably a law student and worth plenty of money. But
so if Ole Miss does not tell him, hey, we need an answer before the Egg Bowl, then you're going to get to the Egg Bowl. That is going to be the number one conversation during the game is the future of Lane Kiffin. And then the moment that game ends, then we all anticipate that there will be an official Auburn offer. And Auburn's not going to offer unless they've already been told that the client is going to accept.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is not going to be a situation where
Auburn gets shot down.
Where Alabama hired, you know, Mike Riley and agreed to it and was setting up the press conference the next morning. Then Mike Riley woke up and said, no, I don't want the Alabama job. I'm perfectly happy living on the West Coast. And
those numbers had already been crunched out, and the details and some of the things that they would want in the contract, there would already be assurances communicated to his representation, meaning Jimmy Sexton, and that thing is already in place.
Yeah.
As you said, they're not going to
offer unless there's been guarantees that it's happening. So
right.
So unless you hear Lane Kiffin come out before the game, in my opinion, and say, I'm here. I've accepted this commitment from Ole Miss. I'm going to be the coach here for the next 12 months, whatever he's going to say, to squash these rumors. They're going to continue to build, and then you anticipate that could be as early as Friday.
Who should Ole Miss go after if he does?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
I don't think they're going to be offering anybody $9 million to replace him.
Would you make a phone call, though, to Sonny Dykes?
I think Sonny Dykes would hang up pretty quick.
To leave TCU?
I mean, the answer is obvious. If
Jeff Lebby?
No, if Lane Kiffin is going to leave, you need someone that can make sure that the offense can continue to run and can continue to make sure that Ole Miss's future is bright.
Oh, God. John Saber, they lost to Navy again. That's 2 years in a row.
So?
Gus is, what do you mean so? It's just not a good look. I don't know.
Not to mention the fact that it's another step closer to his homeland of Arkansas.
Didn't Ole Miss just lose to Arkansas?
They did.
Okay, all right.
No, that was my point. If he was trying to wow people with, by the way, if you did not watch that game or keep up with that game as far as scoring, 42-6 until the fourth quarter.
And Navy didn't do, they attempt one pass?
Yes, one pass all day.
Wow.
17-14.
I thought you were going to say Hugh Freeze.
Oh, no.
I mean, everybody's forgiven him, so let him come back to Oxford.
Well, most everyone.
Well, except the people in North Mississippi.
And from what I understand, Hugh Freeze has just been on the phone every day. Like, come on.
I mean, that was his problem before.
Come on. Well, this is very nice. Very nicely done.
That was good.
That was an air ball from the corner that looked like an alley-oop to you. But,
that was big time.
Very well done. And John Saber, that's a point on the board. Very good. All right, so we'll keep you up to date on what's going on between Jimmy Sexton and
I'd love to give you like five other candidates, but I checked in with a couple people yesterday, and I mean, it's a very short conversation.
Yep.
I mean, it's like, oh, okay, well, thank you for your time. I'll move along.
I was hoping you would give us something else.
That's all I got, man.
There's two tiers, and apparently nobody's really moving past the first tier. Now, we had seen, and this was what, early last week, wasn't it? Was it not on Sunday or Monday night? What in the world is going on there? And literally the world, that is in Qatar or Qatar, however you pronounce it, with a World Cup. But Samiri, you think they're drinking beer?
Senegal and the Netherlands.
Mm.
I think that was some Senegal fans dressed up.
By the way, I've always wondered, why does the Netherlands, why do they wear the orange uniform? Is it something symbolic? Because that is not their country's flag's colors. Do we know why?
Why were their Tennessee staffers in blue on Saturday? Let's detect their orange and white.
Because their women's basketball team wears a shade of blue. I don't know.
What y'all think of the Cheez-Its uniforms that they wore?
I don't like the white tee, block tee on that helmet. And I like helmets. I like the black one. Obviously, the white with the orange block tee is a good look, but I didn't like that look.
Because I assume this helmet and this combination is done forever.
You will never see it again.
All right.
Never. I mean, that was absolutely, you know, if you're going to do blank in the bed, just go ahead and do it big time. And that's exactly what they did the other night.
Okay.
It was awful.
Why the Netherlands wear orange? Orange is the color of the Dutch royal family.
Oh.
Which hails from the House of Orange.
I was going to say, because they come from Rocky Top.
Yeah.
Maybe so. Have you heard from your nephew, your big Tennessee nephew?
Yes. He's going to be in town later this week.
Ready to fire Heupel?
You know, he's more engrossed in why Ryan Haney's on top of the office football pool each and every year. Seriously, that was my text this morning.
No, seriously. I thought about it again this weekend. I was like, this is just weird. This is weird.
I mean, I've got people stopping in the hallway wanting me to kick him out of the pool, and I'm like, on what basis?
No, he's just really, really good at it. We need to get William Shatner. That needs to be his next episode of the conspiracy theories that are out there. He's got one of those on the streaming service, and it needs to be why Ryan Haney, a.k.a., I will not tell you his screen name, continues to lead the office football pool.
Hey, speaking of conspiracies, have you heard the one about why Tennessee star linebacker was not in attendance for the football game? Have you heard this? Oh, yeah. This is good stuff.
Give it to us.
So Tennessee senior linebacker Jeremy Banks, he did not make the trip to South Carolina. And so the internet was ablaze. Social media was speculating on why he did not make the trip. Heupel was very tight-lipped about the whole situation. And take it for what it is. This is the rumor or the conspiracy theory out there that during the week of practice, he did a no-no in the locker room. He stepped on the block tee. You know, typically, you know, you have like rope or whatever around the insignia or the logos of the teams.
What?
And that he stepped on it, and a couple of players smarted off to him. And one of those players was Hendon Hooker. And that Hendon Hooker and him got into it, like physical altercation. And then he was supposed to, and I'm talking about Banks, according to the conspiracy theorists, he was told that he was going to have to do some punishment because he stepped on the block tee in the locker room. And he basically told them that was not going
to
happen.
I thought it was okay if you play for Tennessee or whatever school to step on your logo. It's just disrespectful.
I'm just telling you what the wonderful world of the internet has been telling
me. If you stomp on it before
the
game.
Couple days.
You know, the team went to shake hands from UAB with LSU, and nobody had a problem with stepping on the Tiger Eye swirl there in midfield. But
so apparently he did not want to go forth and do the punishment because he stepped on it. And that led to some verbal and physical altercation to the point to where he was not there in Columbia, South Carolina.
But I'm with you. Most of those locker rooms that I've seen, they do have it roped off. Where
when you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You think that they got into, you said a physical altercation. Was it just punches or I'm going more conspiracy. Could he have partially torn that left ACL of Hendon Hooker's?
According to the wonderful World Wide Web, it was a physical altercation where there were punches.
I wonder who won.
Well, that was obvious. Hendon Hooker was at the game.
Yeah, but that knee.
I don't know. Maybe he tweaked his knee a little bit in the locker room.
That's what I'm saying. You just never know. Hmm. How about Twin Peaks man cards? They're the perfect gift for the sports fan on your list. Swing by Twin Peaks to purchase your gift cards today and get a little something in return. Offer available at participating restaurants. Twin Peaks in Huntsville, also in Hoover. Twin Peaks never settle.
Nobias Wilburn, who covers the Auburn Tigers for AL.com, he's going to join us next. We'll get his idea what's going on with the coaching search at Auburn, the timeline potentially for Lane Kiffin to be the new head man. All that's next on Three Man Front.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.